50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
More like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's
Tuesday.
Wow,
it really is.
Yeah, a 3-day weekend.
Yesterday, I kept thinking it was Sunday.
I was about to say, I thought we got new chairs in here, but I'm like, nope, same raggy chairs.
Nope.
Raggedy.
We've been begging for new chairs for like a year and a half.
Maybe longer than that.
Not to sound entitled or feel like, you know, we want better. Because it's not really for us. It's just for the guests that come in here. Yeah, like, you know, it's embarrassing when, you know, high esteemed people got to come in here and sit in these raggy ass chairs.
The whole studio looks a little raggedy. I'm not going to lie. There's garbage everywhere. Yeah. Boxes, tissues.
Charlamagne, you're too high, though. Pause. You got to go down.
Nah, I'm staying right here, bro.
Nah, you're way too high.
Nah.
You're uncomfortable. Seems like you're looking down on me.
Well, I am.
No, you're not. I'm going to make my seat a lot higher. Than
that is the whole point of having this chair high, right, so I can look down
now
upon
I'm
you now peasants here.
Just as high as
in the
you
studio.
Are.
Well, I went to the Kanye West show last night.
How was it?
I'm going to go. I heard
good?
You guys are both going tonight.
Yeah, tonight. I'm
yeah,
going.
That's it the point.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot better than the Yeezus tour.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that. He did a lot of big hit songs. They have like a mosh pit, and then he has a floating stage that goes. So depending on where you sit,
right,
he'll end up in your section
at some point.
Yeah,
yeah, they asked me that I want to be in the mosh pit section. I said, I'm a grown-ass man. What the hell would I want to be in the mosh pit section for? I grew up in the crunk era of hip-hop down south. I am over that.
So you turned
okay
it down?
Yes, I'm not sitting in no mosh pit.
Well, you don't sit there. You
actually stand. Yeah.
Stand.
And jump
there were a lot of people there last night. They went to go see the show. Kim Kardashian was there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I saw.
That's not news.
I saw Fab. I saw Pusha T.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "What's up to you guys?" Fab said he wants to come up here because, you know, he has a new mixtape out. So mm-hmm. I think
Summertime Shootout too.
Mixtape is dope.
He's gonna come here sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Q-Tip. Michael B. Jordan, Terrence J. A lot of people came out and showed some support.
Who's doing cocaine?
Nobody, but I didn't really sleep last night. I could use some.
Really?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I've never used cocaine
wow
in my life.
I was drop on a clues bomb for Angela Yee.
Start the week off
her
right
drug use.
All right.
Sorry,
doesn't
kids
it keep you awake?
Kids, most
you
kids
know.
Everybody go back to school tomorrow. Sorry.
I swear I've never
some go
done
back today. Some go back today.
I've never done cocaine
Jesus
in my life. I would
Christ
never do that. Right. But
don't clean
also
it up now.
Yeah, just have some caffeine.
I do have some ginger tea.
Start small. Wow.
And yesterday was the West Indian Day Parade in Brooklyn. So shout out to all the West Indians out there, everybody from Montserrat. Where you from, Envy?
Dominica.
Duh.
Anybody got shot?
You're not Dominican.
Dominica. Yes, two people got killed.
Two people got killed?
Juve, not at the parade.
That's the night before heading into.
Well, drop one of the tools bombs to the West
Don't
Indian Day Parade. Staying consistent.
Don't you dare.
It's for
They're
Juve
consistent.
Don't you
They're
dare.
They're consistent.
Now, shout out to everybody that came out too. I was all over this weekend.
How was your birthday?
Friday was in New York. Saturday, I was in Charlotte. Shout out to everybody in Charlotte. Had a great time. I ran into a lot of your family from South Carolina, Charlamagne. They were actually in Charlotte doing a lot of things, so I ran into
doing like a lot of things.
No, they were doing parties and they were traveling, so they found that I was in town, so they all came.
They're like gypsies.
Yeah, I kept getting a bunch of text messages with people posing with DJ Envy, and I'm like, why? Why do y'all keep saying why?
Why are y'all sending me?
You know, the crazy thing is everybody kept buying bottles. It was like, yeah, buying. I was like, I have so much liquor. But shout to North Carolina and the South Carolina family that showed me so much love over the weekend, and then Atlantic City was crazy. Shout out to French Montana. Shout out to Tory Lanez, who came and killed it. It was a dope. It was 5,000 people out there, and people got scared because of the storm. So they were thinking, God, that maybe that storm happened because it would have been too many people. But it was a dope, amazing event. Shout out to everybody that came out. Shout out to Young M.A. Had a great weekend. Great weekend.
I was in Miami for Jeezy. He had snow in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big dinner for him. And a lot of people showed up to that, too.
Hey, drop one of Clues Bombs for Young M.A., too. Young M.A. really, really heating up out here.
Yeah, what?
I mean, when you know, you got Nicki Minaj freestyling over your record. You got mm-hmm Beyonce posting videos with your record. Salute to Young M.A.
Yeah. Young M.A. had the club crazy last night. Shout out to Young M.A.
Keep your girl away from Young M.A. right now. I guarantee you she can get head from at this point in her life. Oh, I can't say that.
No, man. What's wrong with you, man? You forgot.
It was a three-day weekend. I forgot. I haven't been here in 3 days.
This guy is crazy. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Juve. Officials are ready to cancel that after what happened this year. I know. I don't know how you can cancel it. People are still going to go out the night before.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a routine.
I don't even know what that is. I just know it's a place I don't need to be.
But it's not a place. We'll explain it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Tuesday. Shout out to all the kids heading to school today. Good morning. All the parents taking your kids to school. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Controller. Some front page news. Now, this weekend was Labor Day, and a lot of West Indian Caribbean, celebrate the Labor Day. It's the Labor Day Parade, right?
It's the West Indian Day
Parade. West Indian Day Parade. A couple people got killed.
Yes, actually, officials are now talking about canceling Juve. Now, nobody got killed at the West Indian Day Parade. Let's be clear.
What is Juve?
Juve is the night before.
That's not a rapper from the Hot Boys. That's my guy.
Everybody stays out all night on Juve. I personally don't go to the actual activities, but we'll go to, like, cookouts and stuff like that that people that I know have. But I'm not going to, you know, actually go out on the street in Juve. But
I don't think you should go to Brooklyn on any holiday that requires fireworks because it can be misconstrued with gunshots.
Well, you know, Mischief Night, but night before Halloween when people go out, that's kind of like Juve. You go out, you party, you stay all night, you paint yourself in neon colors. They run through the streets.
Mm.
Costume, very festive.
So two people were killed and two more people were wounded. There were three shootings that started at around 3:45 a.m. Now, this is the first year the NYPD actually required organizers to get a permit for Juve. They're saying it's probably the most problematic event in the city, but they had vowed there was going to be no violence this year. The city for months were planning to keep the city safe.
They tried
everything.
They
were posting flyers. This community will no longer tolerate violence. Do not shoot anyone. Do not stab anyone. So right now it's on the table to cancel Juve. They're going to have a meeting about that and try to figure out what can be done.
How can you keep people safe when N-words got guns?
They tried to do a gun buyback the day before and said, we'll give you money for your gun, and people handed in a bunch of guns. But
yeah, I'll bring one to get some cash, but I got three more at the crib. Yeah, okay?
Pretty much.
It's a little dirty 38 that I don't use no way. It got a couple bodies on it anyway.
They had mad police presence. They tried everything, but then again, like Charlamagne
said, you can't stop N-words with guns, okay? That's the only way we're going to be safe.
Okay.
All right?
Let's talk about Obama.
Well, President Barack Obama is defending Colin Kaepernick and saying that he did use his constitutional right, and that is why he doesn't have to stand up. Here's what he had to say.
In terms of Mr. Kaepernick, my understanding at least is that he's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement when it comes to the flag and the national anthem and the meaning that that holds for our men and women in uniform and those who fought for us. That is a tough thing for them to get past. But I don't doubt his sincerity based on what I've heard. I think he cares about some real, legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
Barack Obama out here just speaking plain old common sense.
Right, okay. It's not anti-American. He's just basically highlighting how police officers treat African-American people and anybody who is oppressed.
It's not anti-American, it's anti-prejudice, it's anti-oppression. Okay, Jesus Christ.
It's anti-brutality.
In fact, Barack Obama got to spell that out for people is ridiculous to me.
But President Obama also did say that it's messy, but it's the way that democracy works.
It's really not messy, but it's just, that's a protest.
I mean, it's messy for him right now because people are going in and protesting him, booing him.
That's a protest. Some people going to be with you, some people won't.
Right, so it still gets a little bit messy sometimes, but it is what it is.
Okay. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, a bad morning. You need to get things off your mind so you can have a great day. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. We'll put you live on the air again.
If you're 3 days pregnant and don't know it yet, call up. We'd like to hear from you.
800-585-1051.
You would not know if you were 3 days pregnant.
Oh, somebody out there 3 days pregnant.
Nobody,
right,
they
now
don't know.
They know. They know.
In 3 days?
They know who shot their club up and they didn't get to the store for that plan B this weekend.
Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Yesterday, we had a big picnic for our family.
Okay.
And I am so mad. They act like they were starved to death. We had so much food, and plates were piled. It was unfreaking believable. I was so embarrassed.
I don't understand why black people have cookouts and expect people not to eat all the food. Why do we cook with the expectation of having leftovers?
But that's not the point. Everybody made their plates, and then they're coming right back up there again to make more, and people hadn't even finished eating.
The food was good.
Why I gotta wait for everybody else to finish eating?
Because you make your plates, the eat there, and then when it's all over and there's food left, then you can take what you want to take home.
Well, that's
but
why
no, they took it before.
You know people are greedy.
We do it all the time. We hadn't done it in years because this is the problem we have all the time.
Hey.
So I said, we're done. That's the end. It was the last one. That's the first one we had in years because of that problem.
Well, who EBT card did y'all use to buy all the food?
Oh, stop it. Where'd you have it at?
I'm from Buffalo, so we had it down at the waterfront.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Disgruntled in Virginia.
Disgruntled.
Oh, Disgruntled pissed off this morning. Why you mad, bro?
Question. When did we as parents start paying kids for doing things they're supposed to do?
We like, always did. You did your chores as a kid. Your mom gave you a dollar, too.
I never got an allowance, though. I thought that was just something you saw. I thought that was just something you saw on sitcoms.
I didn't get an allowance either.
I got an allowance.
I never got an allowance.
You privileged. I thought that was something you saw on sitcoms.
Wow, I got an allowance as a kid.
I just had to ask for stuff if I needed it, and hopefully.
The other day, my 9-year-old daughter, twofold, all right, she hyped. She thinks she getting Olympic Jordans and everything. For a tooth. You know what I'm saying?
You said for a tooth?
For a tooth.
Oh, no. You can't put no Jordans under the pillow.
Nah, that ain't going to make sense.
Tell her, relax. So,
that's the day and age you live in now. My mother told me my teeth fell out because of the nutritious food she was able to get.
Now, my daughter's tooth fell out last night. I do give my daughter money when her tooth fall out. But she's well aware that there's no white tooth fairy. It's her black-ass daddy that puts the money under there. But it's still fun to do.
My daughter's mother, which is my wife, she grew up with both parents. So they believe in all types of things. Santa, tooth fairy, Cupid.
Yes.
I don't Cupid.
I like that.
Nah, we don't do all
Cupid
that.
In there, bro.
Because, you know, you lie to your kids and you tell them all them things exist and you try to tell them about God. When they grow up and get older, they realize none of those things exist and they don't believe in God.
Definitely. Propaganda. Y'all have a good morning.
All right. My kids believe in Santa Claus, and I ain't mad at that.
I work too hard. Daddy been fired 4 times. They need to know. I like credit when it comes to stuff like this. They need to know. They need to know who buying all these presents, okay?
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was For Free Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And shout to everybody in Boston. Like, it was my birthday weekend this weekend, and I celebrate all month long. I was supposed to go to Boston, but because of the weather, everything was canceled.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I didn't go to Boston.
You made it everywhere else.
Well, Boston was scared that the weather was going to be bad, and it was a day party, outside day party, so we just moved the event back a week.
I didn't even see no rain this weekend. Did it rain?
Nah, it was nothing. Everything was good over here.
I know. They were so nervous.
Yeah, that designer hurricane was a little bit overrated. Hurricane Hermes?
Yeah, it didn't really hit as it was supposed to. Now, you were in Miami. How was Miami?
Yes, I was in Miami. So Jeezy had a dinner, snow in Miami. And I think he's supposed to be playing his new music, but something happened. I guess it wasn't available yet.
So what was the dinner for?
So it was basically just a dinner.
Just a chill dinner? Everybody come on out and eat with me?
Yeah, it was nice. It was at Prime 112.
Okay.
Beautiful, great, excellent food. I saw Nori there.
Nori and Ori.
I saw Fat Joe.
Shout out to Fat Joe.
I saw Plies.
Shout out to Plies. Plies called me for my birthday. Shout out to Plies.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's good. Jeezy still
Karen
does
Civil,
that.
My girl Karen Civil was there hanging out with me.
Salute to Casey.
Then we went to the strip club. We went to the office afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed out all
I
night.
I see you throwing a lot. You had a lot. You were spending a lot of money, Yee. If you follow Yee on Snapchat, Yee had about a good 2,000 in singles.
That's good that
Jeezy. Well, we threw it all, unlike some people sitting across from me.
I'm smart.
Yeah, I would say that 2,000. But that's good Jeezy still does that for people at this point in his career. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I would give a damn at this point.
What you mean?
All that great music I done put out, if y'all either rock with me or y'all don't. Okay.
I think he enjoys being social. Some people, I like doing dinners and things like that too, to show people you appreciate them.
That's true.
You know, why not? So it was a good time.
So you didn't hear no new music?
No. We didn't hear no new music. Sorry.
Jeezy, one of my top 7 favorite rappers of all time.
It was definitely everybody's birthday. You saw Beyonce celebrated her mm-hmm, birthday. Mm-hmm. She had a party last night, a Soul Train theme party.
I heard Soul Train theme.
Shout out to my girl Robin. It was her birthday. My girl Ingrid from Hennessy. It's her mm-hmm. birthday. Everybody's birthday was this weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, we got some rumors. What are we talking about in the room, G?
Well, let us discuss, since you guys brought it up already, we are going to talk about Tyga getting his Ferrari back. So I guess he took Envy's car back.
That's not true.
Some way, somehow.
Now, by the way, we don't know if Tyga really got that car back. We just saw him post the car on Instagram. That could have been anybody's red Ferrari.
No, they said he got it back.
Nah, let's just be clear.
Well, they have some details on what happened. It's a little complicated, a little bit confusing.
Yeah, I can't afford it. That's what it is.
Also, something really exciting happened. Nicki Minaj put out a freestyle, and we have a piece of that for you. I know you didn't hear the whole thing. It's 6 minutes, but we do have some of it.
Yeah, she called me over the weekend, too. Shout out to Nicki. She wished me happy birthday, too.
Dang. All right,
we'll get into the rumors when we come back.
I did a post.
Yeah, no, you called me.
Oh, okay.
You were the first one to call me.
Oh, that's
when you called me, I thought something happened. When you called me at midnight, I'm like, what the hell happened?
It was all of us. We all called you to say happy birthday.
I'm like, you good? You good? You're like, yeah.
Everybody was like, happy birthday.
Yeah. All right, rumors when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Nicki Minaj put out the Pink Print freestyle over the weekend, and everybody was going crazy. It's 6 minutes long, so two different songs. First, she freestyles over Young M.A.'s Ooh, check it out.
Don't ever talk about Nicki in the past tense, unless I flop past that ass in the fast bench. Look out of here, you dumb bitch. You know I'm pretty and I'm witty and I'm dumb rich. You throw shade, but I sun bitch. And now you know what I'ma say, you my son bitch. Yikes, yikes, yikes.
I haven't heard the full thing yet, man. I can't give proper critique of that till I listen to the whole thing.
And then it goes into
Shabba
Ranks.
I like to hear her spitting, though. She's back spitting, which I like.
It goes into Shabba Ranks, ting-a-ling-a-ling. And she,
what?
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
How did that happen?
Well, it just
kind of transforms from Young M.A. to
Safari.
No.
Well, anyway, she actually shouts out M.I.A. and she quotes Paper Planes in the beginning of that one. So, I don't know. I feel like, is she going at some people on here?
Why? That's my thing about why they got to be going at somebody? Isn't that just rap, though? Doesn't all rap sound aggressive?
Over after everybody, that's her son.
And doesn't all rap sound like artists are coming for people when they just spitting bars?
She definitely sounds aggressive. I'm glad to hear her rapping again. She's back at it. I actually spoke to her, and I was like, you know, we thought you were pregnant. We haven't heard from you in a while. She's like, no, Envy, I'm cooking. Don't worry, I got some stuff coming. She said,
why you said we? That was you and Charlamagne who said that.
That was actually me. I was like, she got to be pregnant.
Yeah, that was you. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I thought so too. But yeah, she said she's going to come F with us soon. She said she got some new music. She's excited about it.
All right, now, your boy Tyga got his car back. Everybody was talking about Envy.
You gave him his car back? Envy? What happened? You couldn't afford it?
I told you.
What happened?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't have Tyga's car. I got my own car.
Okay, if you missed the story, Tyga's car got repossessed. Envy bought it. Go, ye.
Well, what they're saying now is some guy leased the Ferrari, but the car is very rare. He could only do it if he got another car from that dealership that wouldn't be available for 6 months. So now the deal is Tyga gets his car back, makes the lease payments until the other car becomes available, then he returns it. So, I don't know. There's some type of...
So he's still renting, basically.
I don't know what's going on. It's some issues. I can't really follow the whole entire story.
What happened was, I tell you, this car is super exclusive. The guy was on the list to get the car. He got the car and wanted another one, probably the convertible. So he had to buy that one so he could buy the convertible. He didn't want that one.
Why keep saying buying? You keep... This is the proper word. Leasing. Okay?
No, he had to buy it.
Who had to buy it?
The guy had to buy it. It wasn't leased. They had to buy it. He had to buy it.
But Tiger's leasing, though.
Tiger's probably financing from him.
It says a guy leased the Ferrari, but it's so rare he could only do it if he bought another car.
Right. It's financed, though.
In the words of a wise man named Sean Carter, why lease? You should buy the whole car.
That's not true, either.
Yeah,
I don't believe that
true.
Either, but I'm just
that's
saying.
That's not true.
In rapper talk, I think you should buy the whole car.
In rapper talk.
If you're a rapper that you claiming to be kinging and balling and all that, you should buy the whole car because you look stupid when you keep getting repossessed.
That wouldn't be a great investment.
Yeah,
no Ferrari leasing
is. Oh yeah, rappers make great investments.
Leasing is good for you if you don't put a lot of miles on your car, but for some people that put lots and lots of miles on the car, it makes more sense.
That chain with your baby's face on it ain't a good investment either. But hey, that diamond hat you're wearing.
Well, with your baby's face might be okay. But all right, Kid Cudi, he was supposed to be on Empire, and he actually had film scenes and everything, but then there were some quote creative differences, and so he has stepped out of the scene, and now Romeo is going to be taking his place. So he's already in Chicago shooting those scenes. Now, Kid Cudi already had shot some scenes. He's in the trailer and everything, so now Romeo has to reshoot those scenes and do all of that, okay? So that's going to debut September 21st. That's Empire.
I couldn't see Kid Cudi on Empire anyway.
Why do you say that?
I don't know why. Kid Cudi just has like a deepness about him. Maybe it's a fake deepness. He has an aura that just doesn't scream Empire to me.
Maybe he's playing a rapper.
He was in what was that show called?
Made in America on HBO. Yeah.
That wasn't deep.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just didn't seem like, Cudi didn't seem like Empire to me. Romeo, yes, absolutely. I can see Romeo on Empire.
So you're saying Romeo doesn't seem deep?
No. Not Empire. Romeo seems like he can be on Empire.
All right. Well,
if you understand Cudi, you understand what I'm talking about. It just don't seem like Empire would be his thing.
Well, it was for
especially
a
being he's one of those artists that's like real anti-commercial mm-hmm. type stuff that don't seem like it would be his thing.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about President Obama, what he has to say about Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Also, Juve. That is the night before the West Indian Day Parade in Brooklyn. And they're talking about canceling it. I'll tell you why.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Stop, Yee. Stop. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, now let's talk about Juve.
Well, Juve, as you should know by now, because we've been talking about it all morning, is the night before the West Indian Day Parade in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And the West Indian Day Parade, mind you, draws about 2 million people.
A lot of people.
So it's a huge, huge deal. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, and Juve starts, you know, the night before. People party. They paint themselves. They do all of that until the next day.
A lot of fun running through the streets of Brooklyn.
But two bystanders were killed and 2 more people were wounded. There were 3 shootings that started at about 3:45 a.m.
That sounds about right.
Now, they tried to do a whole lot to prevent that. This is the first year that the NYPD required the organizers to get a permit for Juve. Mm-hmm. And they actually did a whole effort that included putting up flyers that warned people, this community will no longer tolerate violence. Do not shoot anyone. Do not stab anyone.
I don't think those flyers
are you going to take away the guns and the knives?
They had a gun buyback.
I'll bring one of my guns, but I still got 3 at the crib. Okay, I'll give you this old dirty 38 that got 2 bodies on it from last year's Juve. Mm.
So some people feel like, well, why do we have to do this parade? I mean, this before the parade, because nothing happened. The parade was fine and peaceful, but a lot of people are saying they should just not do Juve the night before.
Nah, you got to have Juve. Let all these Negroes get to shooting out their system so they be peaceful at the parade. That's just the way life works. There's always going to be imperfections, okay? So would you rather have a shooting at the parade or a shooting at Juve?
I just think it's a little bit crazy because, I mean, the night before, I guess it's late at night. People are out until 5, 6, 7, until the parade even starts.
They need more
and
police presence.
And it just gets a little bit too... There was a lot of police presence.
And it's still shooting?
If you out at 5, 6
they said
in the morning...
The gunshots went right by them. The police were right there.
If you out at 5, 6 in the morning at Juve, you kind of giving consent to get shot.
Nah, it's party time. It's just a big
party.
It
ain't
party
time 5, 6 in the morning. You're going to get shot if you don't get your ass home time.
Oh, my goodness. Now, also, what about Obama? Obama spoke over the weekend, right?
Yes, President Barack Obama is defending Colin Kaepernick and not standing up for the national anthem because it is his constitutional right. Check out what he had to say while he was in China after the Group of 20 summit.
In terms of Mr. Kaepernick, my understanding at least is that he's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement when it comes to the flag and the national anthem and the meaning that that holds for our men and women in uniform and those who fought for us. That is a tough thing for them to get past, but I don't doubt his sincerity based on what I've heard. I think he cares about some real legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
The fact that President Barack Obama has to spell this out for people is sad. Mm. Okay? Jesus Christ. That was just common sense. We know this, people. But that's the thing with a protest. Some people are going to agree. Some people are going to disagree. That's just the way that it is.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, we're talking about, have you ever fought in public with your man or woman? Now, this came from Drake's new video. It features Tyra Banks, and they had a public fight. So we're asking 800-585-1051. I remember one time, I was in college, and Gia and I got into an argument.
Oh, gosh.
And what I would do is I'm real light-skinned. Like, I'm light-skinned to the fullest. Like,
duh.
We got in an argument in a car, and I would throw the car and park and jump out and make Gia chase me. Like,
wait, this is so weird.
That's dumb as hell.
That is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
That's how
you
khaki...
put the car in park, and then you just got out and
I
ran.
I got out, and I would make...
And then she chased you?
And she would chase me. Like, I would stop the traffic, and then she would chase me.
I would not chase you.
Well, listen, like, it happened a couple times, and then the fourth time...
This is corny.
She didn't chase me.
Four times.
She didn't chase me that time. She took off.
This sounds like you're the girl.
Don't call him corny. Don't call him corny. He's light-skinned. That's number one. And number two, that's how khaki-colored Negroes do cardio. Okay? That's exactly how they do cardio.
You sound like you're the female.
Right. And she left me.
You're not gonna run after me?
Right. She left me, took off, vroom, and now I'm 30 minutes from home. I'm on a street I don't know, and
idiot.
She left. And she left.
You're by the way, that's when you know Envy was broke, because he wouldn't dare leave one of them expensive cars and park right now and just jump out and go running.
You sound like one of those stupid people in horror movies. Do dumb stuff, get out in the middle of the night and
white
run.
People and light-skinned people do dumb stuff in horror movies.
Was it raining?
That's about right.
I would have jumped out in the rain, but she didn't chase me. Like, this was the fourth time I was like, yeah.
Were there tears streaming down your face?
Nah, she pulled off, and I kept seeing the car go. And
were you breathing like this?
The car kept going, and then she didn't make a U-turn, and then she didn't turn around, and then she didn't. And this is before, there was no Uber.
That's why Drake's so popping now, because of waffle-colored Negroes
this
like
you. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe you told us that, but we appreciate it.
That was college. That was a long time
ago. No, it
ago.
Wasn't. You the same khaki-colored Negro now.
No, I'm not.
You absolutely are.
I have changed.
Who gets out and runs?
Beige people.
So why are you talking about me getting out? Why not her leaving me?
Why would you get out of the car? I would leave you too.
That's what she said. Why'd you get out the car, stupid?
Yeah, your dumb ass. Dumb. Your dumb beige ass. That's what people with beige brains do.
All right.
Where were you going to run to?
He's running for no damn reason.
I don't know. It's stupid.
Who can I run to?
800-585-1055.
Who can I run to at?
When I need love.
All right. Jesus. Have you ever fought in public with your man or woman?
My mind is so confusing.
Shut up.
Oh, running in place ass beige boy.
Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club.
You have
Come
a dumbest story to
Kid Jones, don't mind. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls right now, 800-585-1051. Have you ever fought in public with your man or chick and it got nasty and, you know, what happened? Now,
yes.
Have you ever gotten to an argument in public?
Listen, the worst one is, at the time, my boyfriend ended up getting arrested, actually.
Your argument?
So I was in college, and we got into a fight, and I was like, you know what? Why don't you just leave and go home? Because clearly he wasn't a college student.
Right.
So I drove him to the train station so he could go get on the train and go home. And so when he got out the car, he grabbed my purse. We got into a huge argument. Then he grabbed my purse because I was about to pull off and leave him there, and he didn't want me to leave. Somebody reported it to the police saying that somebody stole my purse.
Mm.
So then the police came, and they had dogs and everything. This is in Connecticut. So the dogs came, and I guess he had, like, some drugs on him or something. I think
who were
like,
you dating?
It was like weed, nothing. We were in college.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't nothing crazy. So then he ends up getting arrested and going to jail. And this is right before I graduated from college. And I was so concerned about, like, oh my God, I got to bail him out. But he ended up getting out in 2 days. But it just.
2 days for
yeah,
weed?
It took the whole weekend. Yeah.
Sheesh. What about you, Charlamagne?
I can honestly say, me and my wife been together since 1998. We've never had a public fight. We
really?
Barely have private fights.
Nothing in public ever happened?
Absolutely not.
You haven't lived.
No, I just, I don't see the need for that.
I really actually do hate arguing in public, and yeah, like, I really do. I even hate arguing on the phone when the person's not there, and you're on the phone getting into an argument. I don't even like doing that.
Now, we've argued over the phone, but arguing in public, absolutely not. First of all, where am I at in public that long that we would have that type of long fight?
I'm more of the get up and leave, not run like Envy out of the car or nothing like that, but I'll just be real quiet.
I treat arguments the way I treat public displays of affection. If you see a couple out and they tongue kissing and all kind of groping, I'm like, yo, go home. Go get a room. That's how I treat arguments. If you argue for over 3-4 minutes, go home. Why are y'all still arguing here?
So you hate love and you hate confrontation.
Hey, certain places in public, that public ain't the place for those type of things.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Donovan.
Donovan, we're talking about arguments with your spouse or your girl, bro.
Yeah, that's me. Yep. I got a story for you, man.
Yeah, tell us.
I got a story one time I was at Home Depot.
Uh-oh.
She wanted to get the phone from me. So she went inside my pocket, grabbed the phone, ran in the manager's office at Home Depot, locked herself in the manager's office. Everybody looking at the store. I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, you crazy. Security came at it. I had to kick it out the store.
What was on your phone?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That was worth a fight, bro. Your girl grabbed the phone and take it off, run with it.
I'm with you.
You got to do what you got to do in that situation.
You know what I mean? We was in the neighborhood. It was a whole bunch of white people. I felt embarrassed. She was looking like too ignorant. You know what I mean? Black people, but that situation was wild.
You should have tackled her, bro. I'm talking about. Remember when Jadavian Clowney hit that dude from the hit that dude when he was in college? When she take your phone, you got to tackle her, bro.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Steve from Jersey.
Hey, we're talking about arguments with your girl, bro.
Yeah, man. When I was in high school, man, crazy argument with my girl, man. She used to freaking look at guys and the things they had that I didn't have. I'm at the bus stop, you staring that dude in the car.
That's pretty bad.
We had Fridays eating nachos, you staring that dude eating steaks and burgers. You know what I'm saying? I was fat, and she staring that dude with muscles. I'm like, what you looking at? Like, I'm not good enough. Like, aww, you know.
I would have been broke up with your insecure ass. You insecure as hell.
What was insecure was I was financially unable, and so I was broke. Wasn't I was insecure, I had money.
You were fat
and broke.
You were broke. And what else?
You was lucky. It sounds like you was lucky to have a girlfriend. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, broke and didn't have a bus card.
Sheesh.
So if we in the rain arguing at the bus stop, I'm looking like Brave Day out there screaming and mad.
Hey, what's your girl Instagram? Because I need to know how ugly she is, boy.
Oh, stop it, man. Stop it. What's wrong with
there's
you?
There's no way you got a bad girl.
800-585-1051. We're asking, have you ever gotten to a fight in public with your man or your chick? Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls right now, 800-585-1051, asking about public fights. Have you gotten to a public fight with your chick or your man? How did it go? Was it that bad? 800-585-1051. I told a story about how...
Yeah, talk about your Red Bone Running Man challenge.
Me and my wife got into an argument when we were in college, and I used to jump out the car when we got in arguments, and she would chase me. So about the fourth time,
people do stuff like
I
that.
Jumped out the car and I started walking away like she would chase me, and she didn't. She was just like, she rolled the window up and just took off. It was that bad.
That's like when people leave and they want you to chase them so badly, but you don't. That's the best thing to do is don't follow them.
Let the record show, that's how khaki-colored Negroes do cardio. Okay, that's no, all envy was doing.
Were you looking behind you like, where is she at?
I did look behind me mad times, and I seen the car. I was like, she's going to make a U-turn. She's going to make a U-turn right now. She's going to make a K-turn. U-turn. No, left turn, and she just kept going.
So you would just put the car in park in the middle of traffic.
So the car would stop, start.
And take off running.
And just get out.
What was you running from, Envy?
I wasn't running for anything.
What was y'all arguing about that made you feel like, you know what?
I don't remember what it was. It could be anything stupid. It could be like she wanted to go to the club that night. I'm like, nah, you ain't going out. She's like, I'm going out. Put the car in park, I get out.
I'm
going to
run away.
I'm going to run away. It was stupid.
That's how beige Negroes jog. Okay, whenever a beige Negro feel like jogging, he gets into a car with a girl, starts the argument, just puts it in park and take off running.
Shut up.
Man, I just want to give some props to Gia for putting up with all this stupidity.
Me too, man. Yeah.
She deserves everything.
Hello, who's this?
You do for her.
What's going on, man? It's 1,000 out of Cleveland.
What's up, 1,000? We're talking arguments with your girl or spouse, bro.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. You know, I'm Bone Thugs and Army nephew and shit, man, so everywhere I go and shit, you know, my wife
can't curse.
First of all,
my bad, I apologize.
How would people know you Bone Thugs nephew if you didn't announce it to everybody?
I apologize, man. No, I'm saying, well, I'll be out already. Everybody already know who I am.
Nobody.
I'm saying, when me and her be out on dates already, everybody know me already.
God bless Bone, but people barely know Bone nowadays. How they gonna know you?
Man, Charlamagne, you crazy, man. But like I was saying, man, time I go out, man, she want to argue, I look over or whatever, she want to make a big scene, man, out of everything, and the spot want to be hitting on me and everything, and, you know, so I just leave the situation alone, walk out on her, all type of little stuff, man.
Because she tired of y'all going to the club and you requesting first of the month every time y'all go out. Could you play Crossroads for me? And shout out to Bone's nephew in the building.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mimi from Jacksonville.
What's up, mama? We're talking about getting into arguments with your boyfriend or your spouse in public. You got a story for us?
We were together, and we were headed to Walmart.
Uh-oh.
And I just found out that he had been talking to some other chick.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, and so it was like, I didn't care where we were. I'm arguing with him, walking down the aisles, getting groceries.
Oh, no.
I'm cursing him out in Walmart. My sister was with us. She walked away. She was embarrassed. And he was like, man, I'm not doing this with you now. I don't give a F. I'm doing this now. You dirty. Like, I'm just going off on him. I ran into the back of his heels with the basket. Like, it was really, really bad. And looking back on it, I was like, I should have known better, but at that moment, I didn't give a crap.
You did the right thing. That's his fault. If you get caught cheating, you're not going no public place, right? like, he should have known better than that. I'd have stayed in the car and did all the shopping in Walmart.
Right, and he had this really bad habit trying to make me think I was stupid, like trying to make me feel like I was stupid, like
that's
I didn't know
habit,
what I
yes.
just seen. Like, no, I was calling him all kind of dirty. Oh, sorry.
Okay, all right. Thank you, mama.
Exactly.
Hello,
she was
this?
Catching flashbacks.
Hello?
What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on?
We're talking about public fights and arguments.
This dude right here sounds like he done beat his girl up a couple times in public.
You ready to argue?
Oh, I ain't never fought my girl in public.
You ain't got no girl.
That. you just got to give her that eye and be like, man, what you doing? We in public. You tripping.
All right.
You really don't even sound like you have a home or a girlfriend.
Not at all. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is you can measure the happiness of a relationship by the number of scars that each partner carries on their tongues earned from years of biting back angry words. Okay? Fighting in public solves nothing.
And I just want to say, if you're one of those couples that fight in public all the time and make everybody uncomfortable, at least have some respect for everybody else that's got to witness that.
I agree.
All right. Now, we got some rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about Lil Wayne. Now, we'll tell you what he said over the weekend on Twitter that had a lot of people concerned and what some other artists had to say in response. Also, guess who is going to be on Ayanla's Fix My Life? Whose ex-girlfriend is going to be on there?
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Wayne had some things to say. Okay, first he was on Twitter, and everybody was concerned about what he tweeted. He said, I am now defenseless and mentally defeated, and I leave gracefully and thankful. I love my fans, but I'm done. He also went on stage during Drake's concert on Sunday night, and here's what he had to say.
I want you to know that I know that the mother... over me right now, but I always know I got a motherfucking family and rap a lot out you deep. So before I leave, I leave you with some kind words.
And let the record show, when Birdman came up here and did the whole respect, put some respect on my name thing, he was upset because he says, I always talk about him. And he said that I mess up his business by telling people simply, why would you sign the Cash Money?
Right.
Seeing how he treats his artists, especially Lil Wayne.
Yeah, that's what he was
saying. Did I make
about.
Any of that up? Clearly, Lil Wayne is still disgruntled. It's a damn shame that Lil Wayne has not gotten paid by Birdman yet.
All right. And well, Drake responded.
Yeah, they gotta fix that.
He wrote on Instagram, the boss at Lil Tunchi, we are fighting until you get yours. Freedom to drop music and peace of mind. I don't know what these other weirdos are on with all the side talks, but I know you gave me a shot, and all I can ever do with the rest of my life is return the favor, Young Money forever.
I don't think Birdman got it to pay Wayne.
I think he got it.
Nah, I don't think he got it to pay
Wayne,
bro.
Well, he can't be out here buying Tony Braxton Bentley trucks and all of that.
Well, Bentley truck, not to say it's like money. That's $200,000. You can probably finance at least that. But
hey, Tiger got one. Stop it. Listen, I don't think Birdman got it to pay Wayne. Because if you had it, you would just pay Wayne.
Well, you work out a payment plan then and figure something out.
Yeah, you work out a plan.
That's why they haven't worked out a plan yet. I don't think he got it, bro.
Maybe they can't agree on the number.
Give him some publishing.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's agreeing on a number.
I feel like Universal cut that check. The money was there. Birdman didn't give it to Wayne.
All right, well, Chance the Rapper, who, by the way, was at Kanye's show last night, also responded. Dear Lil Tunchi, I just want to remind you that you absolutely... nothing and no one in this world can defeat you. Tell them devils back. All right? And Young Thug wrote a weird post. He said, I promise I'm holding you down no matter what. F the world and what they think, Phil. I'm with you for life. You're the reason I rap. I just wish you could love me the way I love you, big bro. You're my idol for life, and I hope you're sorry for bashing me, not knowing how much I love you. How did this turn into him being sorry to you?
No, I'm not going to front. I thought that was kind of dope, though, because, you know, a lot of times people got to die in order to get that kind of love. It seemed like it was a lot of outpouring of love from Wayne this weekend, and he's still here to receive his flowers while he's still alive to smell them. I thought that was kind of dope.
I just think he feels so frustrated.
He's frustrated.
Previously, people would talk about, oh, his music's not the same. He's not the same Wayne. He probably is in a terrible space right now because he can't have the freedom to...
financially.
Right, yeah, do what he wants to do. And even, like, putting out albums the way that he wants to put them out, he was saying that his album couldn't come out and Birdman wouldn't let him release his album. I'm sure there's a lot of things.
And by the way, Birdman, we wouldn't be talking about you right now if you would just pay Lil Wayne. And for all your new artists, man, I keep telling y'all over and over, watch how people... treat people, because eventually it's going to be your turn. What makes you think you're going to be any different? What makes you think he's going to treat you any different than he treated any other artist in the past? Especially Lil Wayne, the man he got tattooed on his chest.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, well.
His son.
Lil Wayne, make sure his contracts are great, too. That's it. For any artist out there, you make sure you have a great lawyer to make sure your contracts are great so you never have to go through some of the things that some of these artists are going through.
Amen. All right, now let's discuss Ayanla's Fix My Life. The new season is coming back, and guess who's going to be on there?
Joe
Rick
Budden.
Ross's ex-fiance, Lara Galore. All right, so she's going to have a one-on-one session, and you remember she was engaged to Rick Ross.
What is she fixing her life about?
I guess we're going to find out. Maybe things are difficult for her and now that she's not Rick Ross's fiance. I don't know. You guess you got to watch it and find out. If you remember, Crochet was on there.
That sounds about right. Listen, she's still... Lyra Galore is a bad chick, though. She looked beautiful in person. I ain't going for it.
Isn't she dating one of the Migos now also? I believe.
I don't know. Well, she good then. Her life is fixed.
Yeah, she was in the club last week.
That's all she need. Listen, all a woman like that need is a baller. Get a nice little athlete, a nice rapper with some paper, and she's fine.
She needs more than that,
sir. Is that what Ayana going to do? Ayana going to hook her up with a ball player and athlete? Who you got for her, Ayana? Huh? One of these fresh rookies with a fresh contract?
No, I think she's dating Quavo, if I'm not mistaken. And guess who else is dating now?
Who?
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. Okay, so apparently they've been out and about together. There's pictures of them together. They went to Cabo. They're booed up.
Boy, that's going to be a big-ass baby. They ever have kids. That baby going to be so long. 36 inches.
36 inches.
I just want to say, though, Tristan Thompson had a really beautiful girlfriend. I guess they broke up. I don't know what happened to the two of them. But
he just looking to breed, man. You got to guarantee you a future ball player.
Do you ever see his ex-girlfriend?
No. Let me see.
All right, I'm going to show you some pictures of her because everybody always talked about it, what a great couple they were.
You got her up now?
No. Yes, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
You got it up or you Googling it?
I don't know. It's on my computer. But anyway, look, this is her right here. Look.
How she look?
This her.
How she look?
Oh, yeah, she bad.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
You definitely hit that with no condom.
Okay. All right, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you throwing that donkey to?
Donkey of the day is going to the president of the Philippines, whose name I can't pronounce, but give me 5 more minutes. I'll have it. Okay? Give me 5 more minutes. I'll know how to pronounce his name.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say, before you get started... Okay, you and your friends are going to stop simulating having sex in here because you guys spilled a whole entire drink on me. And now I have to go and I look like I have one arm wash my sleeve off in the sink because y'all spilled.
I was sitting over here minding my business when all that happened. wasn't me this time, okay? DJ Envy.
I was minding my business.
And M-Eazy who works here.
I was minding my business.
I had nothing to do with it.
Envy, you can't simulate sex anymore. Please don't do it by my computer.
I didn't do anything.
Would you like for Envy and M-Eazy to get Donkey of the Day for simulating sex near you and then causing some creamy liquid to spill all over you?
You know,
because that's what I saw.
I have to work all day today until 6 p.m. and now I'm wearing this creamy shirt.
Creamy.
I saw M-Eazy, who works here, he's all board up, and DJ Envy simulating sex. Then the white cameraman, Steve, jumped in, and then all of a sudden I just saw some creamy liquid gush out, and I was like, you know what? That's enough for me. I don't need to know what's going on over
there. I had to soak my sleeve in the sink so it doesn't leave, you know, that white stain that things like this leave?
So you never had anything squirted on you?
You never had a stain you had to wipe off?
I had to wear all day, and especially not at work from two men playing around with each other.
Go. Give him some more.
I didn't do anything. Somebody smacked the drink out of my hand, and it landed on ye.
Give the biggest hee-haw to M.E. Envy.
This is awkward.
Now, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 6th, goes to the president of the Philippines, whose name I can't pronounce. But let's give it to, I didn't go to college. I sold crack on a dirt road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Try, okay? Rodrigo Duterte?
What?
I landed that?
Duterte.
Did I land that?
That didn't sound right.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for me, damn it.
Rodrigo Duterte.
Well, Rodrigo was supposed to have his first meeting with our President Barack Obama today, but that meeting was canceled because Rodrigo decided to fly at the mouth, okay? See, Rodrigo has been criticized abroad for a war on drugs that has killed about 2,400 people since he took office just 2 months ago. And President Rodrigo didn't want to be lectured by President Obama about his extrajudicial killings. Now, the White House earlier said Obama would not pull any punches on his concerns about human rights abuses in the Philippines, which prompted this whole fiasco. Let's go to CNN for the report.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte amped up his use of vulgar language, taunting President Obama to not bring up the Philippines' record of killing alleged drug users and suspects during a planned meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Laos.
I am a president of a sovereign state. I do not have any master except the Filipino people. You must be respectful. Who is he?
Duterte switched to his native language to make his position even more clear.
Son of a bitch, I'll curse you in front of everybody.
Tell that to everybody.
He called President Obama a son of a bitch. Say it to me in English, fool. Okay, I can't even be offended until I know what it is you said to me. By the way, this is how I feel when I'm around any foreigners and they start talking in their native tongue and laughing uncontrollably. I'm like, say the joke in English so I can laugh too. Right. AKA, say the joke in English so I can know if y'all talking about me or not. Now, President Rodrigo has released a statement saying he regrets calling President Obama a son of a bitch. Let's hear
President
it.
President Duterte explained that the press reports that the President Obama would lecture him on extrajudicial killings led to his strong comments, which in turn elicited concern. He regrets that his remarks to the press have caused much controversy.
Now, the second agreement in the four agreements is don't take anything personally, okay? Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. This is a prime example of that. President Rodrigo knows people are getting killed in record numbers under his watch, and he don't need anybody telling him the truth about himself. But don't call me a son of a bitch, okay? Yeah, that didn't sound general to me, okay? Don't insult my intelligence after I decide to not meet with you and tell me that you didn't mean it personally. And the audacity, the unmitigated gall to think that you can call me a son of a bitch and I'm still have a meeting with you. That's a problem I have with a lot of people nowadays. I'm not offended by you calling me that, but I'm not effing with you either. See, we live in this era where people will talk crazy to you and about you, especially on social media and wherever else, and then still ask you for something or still expect to meet with you about something. Here's a little advice. Conceal your intentions. Even if you think I'm a son of a bitch, hold that to yourself until we meet face to face, because if I see, you know, your hand before we start playing and I see that you're not playing fair, I'm probably going to pull out. Please give President Rodrigo Duterte the biggest hee-haw.
That definitely wasn't right.
I landed that.
No, you did not.
I landed that.
No, you did
Simone
not.
Simone Biles, perfect.
My
Boom.
Goodness.
Land. Gold medal.
No.
Rodrigo Duterte.
Bronze.
Duterte.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. When we come back, let's talk Diddy a little bit. Now,
I would, but my arm's all wet.
Wow. And he is not letting this one go. By the way, I had nothing to do with this.
I didn't have anything to do with this.
So
yes, you did.
I was my
watched
business.
Y'all. I watched y'all over there fighting. You knocked somebody. Knocked,
I wasn't fighting.
It was a protein shake, actually.
Yes.
Stuff got knocked out somebody's hand and spilled all over Angela Yee's microphone and her
Well,
clothes.
Hopefully y'all don't fight near me anymore.
I had nothing to do with me. I ain't doing nothing. What's that mean?
It's like children running around in here.
Doing nothing. All right, we're talking Diddy. Now, Diddy has some comments about the black vote. Do we have his audio? Let's listen to Diddy audio.
I mean, my number one thing, though, to be honest, is black people. We put President Obama in the White House. And I think we got a little bit shortchanged, and that's not knocking the president. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of balls in the joke. He's done an excellent job, you know. But I think it's time to turn up the heat. I honestly think the heat has to be turned up so much that as a community, we got to hold our vote. Don't pacify yourself. Really revolutionize the game. Make them come for our vote.
Mm. All right.
People are pissed off about, a couple people pissed off about his statement. Is it vote or die or is it hold the vote? People were saying that.
I mean, I've heard plenty of people say, you know, hold the vote until we find out exactly what the Democratic Party is going to do specifically for African Americans, which I don't think is a bad thing at all.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. You heard what Diddy said. What do you think about Diddy's comments? Should we hold the black vote? Is that what we should do? 800.
I don't think we should hold the vote, but we should definitely demand.
We
that.
Should make some demands.
Well, let's talk about it when we come
get
back.
Get
we'll
some
talk
promises,
about it.
Get some things in writing.
Let's discuss it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Diddy, I Need a Girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, have you guys seen, did y'all go to the Bad Boy Tour or no?
No.
I went to it, not just now, but I went previously.
Y'all seen Mace Fall?
I saw it online.
You know I saw Mace Fall four or five times, okay? I watched that video so much. That video is what happens when your pastor is turning up the secular music and God just wants to remind him that he watching.
Oh, okay? No trip, little stumble and fall.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's all. You remember on Friday when the pastor was running out the house from the midget because he was having sex with Miss Parker?
Yeah.
That's what Mace looked like.
Hey, we fall, but we get right back.
Oh, that's man. All.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about Diddy's comments. He made some comments about voting. Check it out.
I mean, my number one thing, though, to be honest, is black people. We put President Obama in the White House. And I think we got a little bit shortchanged, and that's not knocking the president. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of balls in the joke. He's done an excellent job, you know. But I think it's time to turn up the heat. I honestly think the heat has to be turned up so much that as a community, we got to hold our vote. Don't pacify yourself. Really revolutionize the game. Make them come for our vote.
So the question is, what do you think about Diddy's comments? Should we hold the black vote?
I don't think we should hold the vote. I think what we need to do is be more vocal, actually, and make sure that the things that we want and need get addressed and get some promises made, and even on a local level, not just on a federal level, but just in our local government.
Yeah, I don't think we should hold the vote either. I think if we hold that vote, you might put Donald Trump in office if you play around, and that's definitely what you don't want.
Yeah, I don't think we should hold the vote, but I definitely think we should know what we're voting for, and I think that, you know, democracy continues once we put whoever we're putting into the White House. I think that, you know, we still have to demand things, but the thing that bothers me about comments like the Diddy situation is people always say Barack Obama didn't do anything for the African-American community. So I was like, I really had to go research.
What he did.
What has he done specifically? He's done a lot of things that have directly affected African-Americans. I mean, you can look at, like,
he did My Brother's Keeper.
Yeah, My Brother's Keeper. Project, that was one. That focused on improving the lives of young African-American males. You had the Jobs Act, which was the Jumpstart Our Business Startup. Jobs is an acronym for that. And what that does is, it resulted in a major shift in security laws that meant the emancipation of capital for minority and women-owned businesses. You know, you
with
talk
the first lady, she did a lot as far as getting kids out there and moving childhood obesity.
Yes,
childhood, yeah, obesity. That wasn't just for African American. That was just
for
everybody. Yeah.
When you the economic security, because according to the White House, American businesses have added over 14 million jobs, and that helped cut the African American unemployment rate in half.
But
he signed the Fair Sentencing Act back in 2010. Right. Okay, that narrowed the penalty between crack and powder cocaine.
Right, also Obamacare. We gave a lot of
minorities.
Which
is not just for black people either, but it affects
a lot of African-Americans did benefit.
A lot of people get affected. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. Diddy didn't say that Obama didn't do anything. He just said he felt like it was shortchanged.
Right.
And he said he did think that President Obama did an excellent job.
Yeah.
He didn't say he didn't do anything.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have a lot of people. I mean, you're right, he didn't say that, but a lot of people do be like, President Obama hasn't done anything for
right.
black people. I don't think that's a fair assessment. I mean, even him making college more accessible and affordable when he signed the legislation increasing the maximum Pell Grant by more than $1,000. Like, that directly helps poor and disenfranchised people, a lot of them be African American.
Right, but we're talking votes, and I honestly don't think we should hold our vote. I think, especially during this time, I mean, it's two candidates, really. It's Hillary Clinton and
it's Jill Stein. Jill Stein's out there on the Green Party.
It's interesting because Diddy was the first one to do the whole vote or die.
Listen, I respect what Diddy's saying, though. I mean, we do have to start just demanding more. You can't just blindly vote. Like, you know, what do we want? Like, we have to really put pressure on these politicians on a local level and a federal level.
And what you said, locally. We have to vote locally. We just can't vote for president. We have to vote in those local sectors. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, morning.
No. You jogging? You running? You sound tight.
No, I'm good. Hey, listen, the vote, right?
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah, the vote. Yeah. I'm not going to vote for nobody. I'm going to take my vote with me.
And what are you going to do with it?
I'm going back to Africa.
Right.
I'm going.
Okay. You ain't never been to Africa. Why do people always say they're going back to some place they've never been? You personally have never been back to Africa. Now, do you have some great, 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 great ancestors that was from Africa? Yes, but they're dead now. You've never been back to Africa. You're not going back to some place you've never been.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Anthony Morgan from Ypsilanti.
Hey, good morning, bro. We're talking about holding your vote. What do you think?
Well, I got a couple things to say. I run a group called People Power and Radical Washington here in Washington County in Michigan. But holding your vote is, I think, as arbitrary as going to the polls once every 4 years. Think about holding your vote. You think about demands. I don't think holding a group of people's vote can demand anything because morality challenges demands. That means if we hold our vote, we think something's supposed to happen. And we're third on the list behind whites and Latin Americans, so our vote collectively isn't as powerful on the national level. But on the local level,
you can see real change. You can see city council, you can see school boards, you can see so many things change on the local level. And if people held their votes on the local level, they'll be much more surprised to see how far their actions go, as opposed to waiting once every 4 years for this political process to take shape, to join the voting. So for me, voting is just one thing out of 37 that you can do in a socially conscious mind, and it's probably number 18 on the list. So when people think they're just going to vote and make change, it's almost laughable.
I'm glad you said that, man, because people who think that it was black people who specifically got Barack Obama in the White House are the same people who think that Kanye West made Taylor Swift famous when he interrupted her at the VMAs.
You sure he didn't?
Shut up.
800-585-1051. We're asking, did he say these comments?
I mean, my number one thing, though, to be honest, is black people. We put President Obama in the White House. And I think we got a little bit shortchanged, and that's not knocking the president. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of balls in the joke. He's done an excellent job, you know. But I think it's time to turn up the heat. I honestly think the heat has to be turned up so much that as a community, we got to hold our vote. Don't pacify yourself. Really revolutionize the game. Make them come for our vote.
Do you agree with him? Should we hold the black vote? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela.
Can you tell
Yee.
Me sorry?
Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. I didn't do anything.
My whole arm is wet. I can't even put my hand in my sleeve. You ever walk around in wet clothes all day?
No.
It's disgusting.
I wouldn't want to. Now, we're talking about Diddy. Now, Diddy made these comments about voting. Let's check it out.
I mean, my number one thing, though, to be honest, is black people. We put President Obama in the White House. And I think we got a little bit shortchanged, and that's not knocking the president. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of balls in the joke. He's done an excellent job, you know. But I think it's time to turn up the heat. I honestly think the heat has to be turned up so much that as a community, we got to hold our vote. Don't pacify yourself. Really revolutionize the game. Make them come for our vote.
So the question is, should we hold our vote? 800-585-1051. I'm saying hold it for what? You play around, Donald Trump will be in office, and then it'll be a bad situation, and we might all have to go back to Africa.
Yeah, I don't think that you should hold your vote, but I don't think you should just blindly vote for the Democratic Party either, like a lot of black people tend to do. But, I mean, in this election, I'm definitely either going to vote Democrat or for the Green Party. Jill Stein looks promising, but I just don't think she can win.
Nah, but I'm just saying,
like, I don't think you should hold your vote, but I do think you should know who and what you're voting for. And after we get that person into the White House, democracy doesn't stop. We have to continue to press for things that we want. I don't think that we should hold our votes, though.
Hello, who's this?
Dre from North.
Hey, you heard what Diddy said. Should we hold our vote?
Holding the vote, I don't know if that's as effective, but what he said, I really understand. I mean, like the brother Umar, the good brother Dr. Umar Johnson said, you know, we put Obama in office, and he really hasn't done anything, you know, for the black community. I mean, people always point out that he did something with health care, but that was a real, real broad touch.
Well, Charlamagne gave a list of things that he did.
Dr. Umar's my guy, and, you know, a lot of people say that. And I read this article on Black Enterprise, man. You can actually Google it. It talks about a lot of things he did specifically for black people.
Hello, who's this?
Roxanne.
Hey, Roxanne. We're talking about holding your vote. Now, Diddy said that maybe the black community should hold our vote. What do you think about it?
In some ways, I agree mm-hmm. because we're supposed to vote based on how, you know, things are going to affect our own community. So just to say, like, the president didn't do enough for us, we didn't do enough for him. By surrounding him with people that are going to get those bills passed.
That is very true. So, they fought him on everything he tried to pass.
Right. Okay.
I agree with you.
Well, let me ask you a question in the room. Has any of y'all voted locally? Yee, have you?
Not in like 8 years.
Charlamagne?
I vote terribly locally. And what I mean by that is, like, I've
never voted for a Republican.
I'm not even going front. I vote terribly locally. And I've done that, you know, the past 8 years. Because, I mean, I just started getting involved with the voting process. I didn't start voting until I voted for President Barack Obama. So I realize how important it is to vote on the local level, but I just don't be paying attention until now, right now, recently, to what's going on in the community.
Well, besides every 4 years, a lot of local elections are, I think, every 2 years it's definitely more often. But I only go when it's time to vote for president. And like you said, I do the same thing as Democrat.
We got to stop doing it. Like, that's really blindly voting for Democrat just because and not paying attention to, you know, the actual issues that we want to address. That's one thing I've done for this presidential election. I'm actually listening to people who are talking about issues that directly affect our community.
Right.
Like, God bless America. I listen to those issues too, but I'm black. I want to know what y'all plan to do for me and my kind.
You're right. You are black. Now, what is the moral of the story?
Well, one more last thing. I think with Barack, I think a lot of people would be upset, and they say he didn't do things specifically for black people, but he implemented a lot of things that helped black people because of certain policies that he implemented, and it was issues that were affecting us, like unemployment or, you know, Fair Sentencing Act. But I think they're upset that he didn't specifically do things for black people. You know what I mean? Like, this is for you, Nick, basically.
All right. Well, don't call us Negroes or black or African Americans. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up.
Yes, let's talk about Beyonce.
Oh, and the moral of the story is vote.
Oh, that's the moral of the story.
Yes. Vote.
Yes, we're going to talk about Beyonce, what made her cancel a show, or really postpone it, but we'll give you some more information on that. Also, we'll tell you who just recently passed away. And, of course, we do have Nicki Minaj freestyle, okay, her pink print freestyle that she just put out over the weekend.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
With
Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Beyonce has announced that her show that's going to be in East Rutherford, New Jersey, was supposed to take place tomorrow night, has been postponed. Now, they're saying the Formation World Tour is set to resume on Saturday in St. Louis, Missouri. She's on vocal rest right now. So she did have a big birthday bash also last night.
So, yeah, let's be clear. That's the real issue. That party was popping.
That's right.
All right. She was out there getting her Soul Train on. She had a few drinks. She get back to y'all.
She like, I need a day, okay, or two before I can get back to it. But yes, she's taking a little break and she'll be back. All right. Kid Cudi has announced he's putting out two albums this year.
Okay.
All right. He went on Twitter and announced that he's still looking to find a release date for his album this month. He said there's 18 tracks on it and it's over 1 hour and 30 minutes long. So if you're a big Kid Cudi fan, he said, I'm working on a date for a release available on all platforms for streaming and download physical shortly after.
A 90-minute album, huh?
Yes.
Yep.
You got to really be amazing for me to listen to you in 90 minutes worth of music.
Look at you already hating. It didn't even come out yet.
I'm sitting here trying to think in my mind, how long is life after death?
That's okay. That might be about...
You gotta
can
be
you
incredible.
Let the album
that
come
be 2 hours.
First.
That's 2 hours.
Can you let him put out a release date before?
I don't 90 minutes is a long time
to
be listening to
music. Very long.
It's a nice long road trip.
Mm-mm.
All right, now Drake has announced he has a new venture coming in Houston, Texas. Here is what he had to say while he was launching his pop-up at the city's Toyota Center last night in Houston.
There's a culture out there of dancing, and it's not about no strip club shit. It's really just about these amazing women that we got in one spot, this music that we got, this Houston culture that we got. And I just want to let you know that me, I'm here to bring it to you in the most honest and genuine way possible.
What? All right, what he's talking about is that he's opening a strip club called The Ballet in Houston, and it will be opening sometime next year.
Them strippers going to get taken care of so well. They're going to have the best locker rooms in Houston, better than the freaking Rockets.
What do you
better
mean?
Better than the Texans. Drake is going to make sure them strippers get treated so well.
Yes, he's a very nice
them descriptors, you can't go up to him and be like, you know what, you don't need to be here. You're like, you know what, this is actually really good for you.
This is very nice.
It's a great space.
These are the girls that'll run after you when you run out of the when you stop the car and run out.
Hey.
All right, and Jerry Heller has been confirmed dead over the weekend. We all know about Jerry Heller. If you didn't already, you knew from the NWA biopic. He was the one that signed Eazy-E and partnered up with Eazy-E and Ruthless Records, and he was managing NWA, Bone Thugs, and the DOC at one point in time. But now he's been, I guess, proven to be not such a nice guy from people who saw the movie and remember the beef from back then.
Right.
With NWA. All right. And of course, Nicki Minaj over the weekend put out the Pink Print freestyle. Check it out.
Don't ever talk about Nicki in the past tense unless I flop past that ass in the fast bench. Look, gotta hear you, dumb bitch. You know I'm pretty and I'm witty and I'm dumb rich. You throw shade. But I son bitch, and now you know what I'ma say. You my son bitch.
Yikes, yikes, yikes.
All right, so
I like
you can
Nicki
hear the
rapping.
Whole thing is 6 minutes long, and then it switches over to ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you can hear that also if you hear the whole entire six. What are you doing, Charlamagne?
My computer popped up. I still haven't heard the full Nicki Minaj freestyle yet.
You
though.
Have to. She actually.
I want to hear it.
Does a M.I.A. Paper Plane song.
And she plays some.
They
said
she go full safari at the end though.
What, well, West Indian music.
Yeah, ting-a-ling-a-ling. That's
well,
not
Nicki Minaj
cool support,
is West
yeah.
Indian also.
That is true.
She is.
Right. That is very
so
true.
So she always does that. And MIA actually shouted her out on Twitter. She put the little heart, and Nicki Minaj tweeted her back. And MIA does have an album coming out on Friday, so this is good timing for her.
Okay? Listen, man, it's always good when the MCs are active, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't like when the MCs are quiet. If you can rap, rap, damn it.
Back to rapping.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report. And I just want to remind y'all that Atlanta is coming on tonight on FX. That's Donald Glover's new show, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. I saw the first four episodes, and I'm mad because now I got to wait like 5 weeks to see what's next, but I'm going to rewatch it again.
Well, don't
tonight.
Tell us about it then. We watch
I'm
it tonight.
Not, I'm just saying it's a great show, so you okay. guys should watch it.
I'm going to watch it tonight, and I'm going to try.
It's really, really good.
I'm going to try not to smell Donald Glover through the television.
I'm sure he showered for this role.
And drop one of Clues Bombs for N.O.R.E. Today is Nori's born
Happy
day.
Happy birthday, Nori.
Happy birthday,
N.O.R.E.
Happy born day, Nori. Salute to the whole drink champs.
He called me for my birthday. I got to call Nori today. Wish him happy birthday.
He was sweating up a storm when I saw him.
He's probably,
it was hot in there.
No.
In Prime 112. He was dripping with sweat.
Goodness gracious,
he was so sweaty.
He was so sweaty. Goodness gracious.
Christ.
Shout out to
That's
our family.
All you remember?
He was very sweaty.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody Jesus. Else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.